you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Are you rejoicing today? Yeah, because this is the day, this is the day that he has made for you and for me. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Fred, happy Thursday. Yes, this already October the 9th. I'm phased because, you know, it's October because Christmas stuff you see in the aisles of some of the stores already. You hate to say it, but, oh, yes, it's already out. Well, Fred, so good to see you. I pray that you're blessed this week. Oh, you can tell the temperatures are not as summerish anymore, is it? But I'll tell you what, the last couple of weeks, we've been making food out of the crock pot. Oh, yes, some crock pot stew and soup. I mean, this is good weather. We're heading some good weather for crock pot food for sure. So, hey, of course, it is October and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I know many of us are being part of many events that bring awareness to breast cancer and other forms of cancer as well. But it's also Pastor Appreciation Month. Have you had a chance to just give your pastor a hug, a handshake, a high five? Maybe a nice little card, note of encouragement, maybe a gift or two. This is a great opportunity to do it. So I just encourage you to encourage your pastor, the one who encourages you each and every Sunday. So don't forget to do that sometime this month. Well, coming up on Monday night at 6:30, if you're in the Clinton area, the United Methodist Church in Clinton will be hosting a candlelight ceremony sponsored by Dove to mourn and remember those who have suffered or have died due to domestic violence. So they have a special candlelight ceremony on Monday night at 6:30. And coming up next Friday, the 17th, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, the 17th, the Gibson City United Methodist Church will be hosting a potato bake and bake sale where proceeds to benefit missions in the Gibson City area. It's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. next Friday, the 17th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Gibson City United Methodist Church, located at 206 East 10th Street in Gibson City. For more details on these and other events in our area, just visit our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. So lots of good stuff. Actually, a baked potato for lunch sounds pretty good today for sure. Well, friend, today we're going to be talking about how Jesus is unique from every other religion. I'll tell you what, it's amazing how many religions are there in the entire world. It just baffles me. But today we're going to take a look at how Christianity is unique among every other religion. It's going to be a great study today from John chapter 14, coming up right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
So ruler of the world, ruler of our hearts, now ascend your throne.
You are the King of Kings, Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
To Jerusalem, to the sons of men, riding on in gentle strength. Oh, come to save your own, come to give your life. The kingdom is at hand.
You are the King of Kings, Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Israel, welcome to our hearts, here to
is a place called Lake Shrine in California, and it's advertised as a spiritual sanctuary where one can retreat to hear the voice of God. And in the midst of its beautiful gardens and natural spring-fed lake is an area called the Courts of Religions, created in honor of the five principal world religions. In this court, you'll find five markers with the names and symbols of these religions: Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, and Buddhism. And the markers are virtually identical, illustrating a leading thought in our world today that all world's religions are just different paths leading to the same place and the same person, God. The path one takes is just a matter of personal preference, but any of them will work and lead you to eternity with God as long as you sincerely pursue the path. In fact, friends, standing against the idea that all religions lead to God, we see right here Jesus teaching against that idea in John chapter 14. So if you have your Bible, I encourage you to dive into it. John chapter 14. We're going to take a look at a couple of different verses, verses 1 through 11. John 14, 1 to 11. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how do we know the way?" Verse 6, Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Verse 8, Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves." You know, here in John 14, 1 through 11, we see that Jesus was leaving his disciples in order to prepare a place for them to remain with him forever. Now, check this out now. Jesus has been physically, in the flesh, out of the world for 2,000 years. Now, if God spoke this world into existence in just a matter of days, makes you think how wonderful and beautiful the place he's preparing for us is going to be. Thomas said, "We don't know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Thomas's point was simple enough. I mean, if the disciples didn't know the destination, then how could they know the path, right? They thought if they knew where Jesus was going, then they could find and figure out how to follow him there. But they missed the crucial fact that Jesus himself was both the destination and the path. Jesus was not saying, "My way will be your way." He was saying, "Your way is me." You know, Frank Sinatra sang that song, "I Did It My Way." And in one way or another, that has been the song of the human heart since the beginning of history. I mean, the prophet Isaiah reminded us that of our past when he said, "We all went astray like sheep. We all have turned our own way." God told the first humans that if they ate from the tree, they would die. So by turning to their own way, Adam and Eve followed the way that led to humankind to death. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way that seems right to man, but its end is the way to death." And in contrast to going our own way, Jesus claims to be the way. He is the path and the destination. The path to God is not a list of actions. It is a person. Likewise, the ultimate reward is not necessarily heaven, but Jesus, the one whose presence makes heaven what it is. If Jesus is the prize of eternal life in heaven, then he must be the pursuit of our temporary lives here on earth. Other religions of the world offer a way to return to God's favor by doing religious acts, good works, or self-effort. And I'll tell you what, the problem with this approach, though, friend, is that the strategy to get us out of our sin problem is the same strategy that caused us to get into our sin problem in the first place, going our own way. Self-effort can never get us back with right standing with God. I mean, I grew up in a religion where you had to do this, you had to do that, you have to do this, and if you don't, oh boy, you're going to be in deep, deep, deep trouble. You got to go back and get saved again. And I'll tell you what, as an example, the religion of Islam presents a works-based path to God. Because Muslims are taught that all of their deeds in life would be accounted for and written down by angels. And furthermore, they're warned that on the day of judgment, their deeds would be weighed upon scales. And God would approve them if their scales were proven to be heavy in good deeds. And like most religions, this teaching puts much of the focus on human effort. See, there's a vast difference, friend, between grace and works. Whereas most religions are essentially man's attempt to make a way back to God. But only and only in Christianity can one find the truth that God took the initiative and made his way to man. Jesus is the way because he is the only one who could die in our place and be raised again, removing our sin and death to reconcile us back to God. So Jesus is unique in who he is. He's the way. Jesus is also unique because of what he says, which is the truth. Jesus answered in verse 6 of John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is unique because of what he says, primarily about himself. He doesn't just claim to speak the truth. He claims to be the truth. So if we are to take Jesus at his word, we must reject the popular notion of the day that Jesus is just one of many valid truths about God. It is precisely because Jesus is the sole truth of God when he says no one comes to the Father except through whom? Me. And that's Jesus, John 14, 6. See, to take away the exclusive part of the truth of Christ is to take away the entire truth of Christ. If you try to make Jesus one of many ways to God, you lose Jesus, the one and only. See, people in our society often confuse religious tolerance with relativism. Rightly understood, tolerance is accepting that people should be able to coexist with different religious beliefs. Wrongly understood, tolerance means that all religious beliefs are equal. You ever hear the saying, what's true for you may be true for you, but not for me? See, Jesus shatters that notion. He is not the truth for me or for you only. He is the truth for everybody. So Jesus is unique because of who he is. He's the way. Jesus is unique because of what he says, which is the truth. And Jesus is unique because of what he does. He gives life. Jesus' claim to be the life points us to his unique relationship with God. The Bible portrays God as the giver and sustainer of life. As stated earlier, because of our sin, we are separated from God and therefore separated from the source of life. That's why we grow old and that's why we die. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 tells us that the wages of sin is death. We need deliverance from death. We need spiritual and physical life. The concept of the resurrection is a distinctive belief that sets us apart from other religions. Let me tell you something. The difference between Jesus and every prophet, every person who claimed to be God or the Messiah, the difference between them and Jesus is that they're all dead. You can find their bodies somewhere. You can find their bones. Jesus came back to life. The difference between all these other crazies who claim to be God, that claim to be the Messiah, is that they're dead today. 1 John 2:18 says, dear children, this is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. And I think Jesus said in Matthew, I think it's 24, he says, watch out that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. You know, there is a website, I forgot where I came across it earlier this year. It is a website of every single individual for the last several hundred years who claimed to be Jesus in the flesh. And it's a long list. I'm thinking, what's wrong with these people? But the funny thing is that each and every person on that list is dead. they're not alive. Jesus, friend, Jesus is alive. Christianity is unique among every other religions because the one who we worship, the one who we claim, the one who the scriptures proclaim, the Messiah, the lion from the tribe of Judah, the bread of life, he's alive. He is alive. The uniqueness of Christianity can be seen in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Jesus is unique in who he claims to be as the way. Jesus made a way for mankind when there was no possible way for us to travel back to God on our own. Jesus is unique in what he says as he claims to be the truth. Without knowing Christ, man cannot know God. Period. That's according to John chapter 14 and throughout scripture. Jesus is unique because of what he does. He claims to be the life, and he alone has defeated death through his resurrection. He alone can give life to mankind now and forever. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you. I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
The grave in fulfillment of my Father's plan.
I'm
Mark Bishop, and my name is Jesus. Well, friend, thank you so much for listening today on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. And we do thank you so much for not only listening, but also for your prayerful and your financial supports of this radio ministry. It is apart from God's grace and your support, we would not be here broadcasting the good news of Jesus Christ. So would you prayerfully consider getting involved with a single gift or maybe a monthly gift to Great News Radio? You can send in your gift of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Or you can give online safely and securely at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Thank you so much as you pray and as you give to this radio ministry. Well, coming up tomorrow, Mark and Jason in the studio for the Friday edition of Mark and Fred, 7:32 a.m. Central Time, of course. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.